Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Dolphins win 16-13 in overtime. Devon Achane did that thing. He's fast. 165 yards. What were you laughing at?
Just Achane did Achane things.
Achane did Achane things, dude. Mm-hmm. That's what he did. That's what he did. The Dolphins now 4-7, almost in the hunt. And this was Mike McDaniel on facing all the adversity they have this season.
Yeah, it's a big deal. You know, I think our team has done a great job of working through adversity, but there comes a point where, you know, you have to push that into success, or you know, you can't really control or forecast the way guys are going to keep taking their lumps. So, you know, I think it's incredibly empowering to a locker room of guys that have had to stand on their own and believe in themselves while a lot of people didn't. So, you know, you take that to a team flight that should have some energy in it, and then you go back to work. And I think guys are going to be very excited to do so. It's they've fought for, you know, belief, and now they've been awarded real belief based on performance and results. So I think we'll be excited to play our next game. We need the time off. We definitely wish we could play. Our locker room probably want to play tomorrow, even though they're a little beat up. But we'll take the rest and get back to preparing our style of football so that we can continue to have products like this on Sunday.
What do you think about a swappable bye week? You like to ride the momentum? Like, what if we could just up the game by a week, but then you got to push your bye week? You get one, almost like a coach's challenge. Like, you could get one swap of a bye per season.
How about... And just play the next game.
Fair enough.
You had a break. You didn't use your punt return team for 11 quarters. How about you try to get some people healthy? So if you are going to make a run, you can make that run with more healthy
people. It does seem like they're getting healthier. It does seem like they're getting healthier. Well, they did just lose a cornerback.
Here's the biggest thing.
But the line seems like it might get healthy.
If you're noticed, the young players have started to get some grip on it,
yep,
on things.
Kenny G had a good play.
Right.
Jordan Fellows been playing well.
Right. So, I'm one of those people that I'm not quick to say somebody's terrible or bust or whatever, because, again, they didn't get the Patrick Paul. Patrick Paul got a year.
The redshirt year.
Right. They didn't get that. They had to learn on the fly. It seems like the Dolphins and everybody around them kind of understood that. But if you're losing, nobody wants to hear that. But that's the reality of it. And you've seen in the last couple of games, I mean, Grant has been making plays. Savainaya hasn't been terrible.
Yep.
So maybe that's all they needed was time. Of course, nobody in the front office or the coach staff has it. But why would you put yourself in that situation? If you know you don't have time, you don't put yourself in a situation where you got to be patient.
The Hurricanes, they hammer NC State 41-7. Carson Beck, 3 touchdowns. Malachi Toney, he had a couple of those touchdowns, 5 catches on 54 yards. He also had a 44-yard pass to set up a TD run. Pringle, 116 yards on the ground. Jacoby Thomas, he had 2 interceptions, including a pick 6. Keelan Marin, 7 catches, 96 yards. The Canes are in Blacksburg on Saturday, taking on Virginia Tech. So Canes will look to keep it rolling. Obviously, have no margin for error and still need a little bit of help. Although Clemson won this week over, did they beat Louisville? I think it was Louisville. So that was at least a help there. Panthers are back on the ice tonight against the Vancouver Canucks at 7:00. Cats fell to the Lightning 3-1 on Saturday afternoon. But they can still go to hell.
I always miss the Saturday afternoon games.
It was at a weird time.
Yeah, they play, what, 3 o'clock?
5.
5. So that was at halftime of the Canes game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed it.
It was at a weird time. Did you catch any of the Panthers this week, Dan Day, of their loss to the Lightning?
No, I was here working all weekend, so I didn't have time to look up to the TV.
Well, Marchand scored again. That's what he does. He scores every game. But not enough offense. Been too many of those games where Marchand's the only guy who comes up and scores. And then the Heat. They're back on the hardwood tonight against the New York Knicks. Tip-off is set for 7:30. Coverage begins at 6:15. Panthers are on AM 560. Heat on FM 104.3. So you got that tonight. The big news yesterday, Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo were back at practice. This was Tyler Hero yesterday on his timetable for return.
The thing is, there was no definitive timeline of when I would be back when I had the surgery. Everyone was kind of just putting numbers and weeks out there. It all depends on how I feel and how my foot responds. Some people have took 3 months to 5 months with this same surgery. So it just depends how my foot feels. I was hoping it would feel great at 6 weeks, but at 6 weeks I was just getting back on the court and starting to move. So ultimately, it just depends how my foot feels. And like I said, I'm doing treatment around the clock to be back on the floor as soon as I can.
Give me that look for. What?
You know why.
No, I don't know why. Dude, go ahead. Tell me what.
When this all started, I told you. Foot injury ain't nothing to be played with.
It is nothing to be played with. But he did say, I think he did say pretty early on that he was going to be back real soon. And
I don't know. Nah, listen, I appreciate guys saying that. But the reality of it is you'll be back when it heals. Not you're going to tell somebody you know when you're going to be back because you don't know. I love the way they do that. You do it too. You get caught up in it. Dude, beating science. Everybody, has anybody beaten science?
Jalen Phillips beat science.
He was out 2 years.
Well, that's only because he beat science and then he got taken out by friendly fire. That's not his fault. That's just bad luck.
Again, let's be clear. Sometimes you have other injuries because you can't protect yourself the way you need to.
How can you protect yourself from friendly fire? Your teammate's not supposed to run into your knee.
And you tear a like, that happens
it
all
was
the
a
time.
A battering ram.
That happens all the time.
I didn't like it.
You're like, why? You know what makes me, Danda, you know what pisses me off about this whole conversation? I get mad at myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because the dude's never been hurt.
Please stop saying that. That's not true. I've had dead foot.
The dude has never been hurt.
I've had dead foot.
Besides?
Dead foot.
Okay. Anyway. So me having a conversation about what I know is going on and him questioning it, it's stupid for me to get in the conversation. It's my fault. It's my bad. For even going down. Like, are you crazy?
What, dude? He told me he had words. Why am I getting into
all athletes say that.
So I'm supposed to call Tyler Hero a liar?
Yes!
That's not nice.
You're not calling him a liar. You're like, here's what you're saying to him.
We got enough problems with UD and the Heat. We don't need Tobin calling anybody a liar.
Everybody else picking on Tyler. That's what the Cavs said. Here's what I'm saying. Every athlete is going to say, I'm coming back quick. Like, they want you, the idiots like you, to know, oh, yeah, he's coming back. Your injury heals when it heals, especially in basketball where, guess what? All the contracts are guaranteed. Why would you rush somebody back? So when they say—
Especially if you're trying to earn a new contract.
Right. So when they say, oh, this is a 6 to 8 week, I told you, with your foot. Like, no, man, stop it with that. But no, go ahead. How long has it been so far?
It's been about 8 weeks.
Right. Second week of December.
Well, he said about a week or two. That's what he said.
Okay.
So that'd be a little after Thanksgiving, you think?
A little after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Okay, he understand this. He hasn't started running yet.
We don't know that. He might have started running. We don't know that.
No, he
didn't. We don't know. He practiced yesterday.
Huh?
He practiced yesterday.
Shoot free throws.
They said he practiced with the backups. Him and Bam.
Full speed.
I don't know. Okay. I wasn't there.
All right. If he's to that point, maybe I give him a couple of weeks.
Bam said it felt great to be back practicing.
I mean, that's up to the training staff. Obviously, they're trying to protect me from myself. But it felt good to just be out there. Camaraderie, just being around the fellas again. It's even though it doesn't look as distant as it is, even though I'm on the side, it's a big difference between being out there and obviously being on the sideline.
There's Matt. He said he was asked if he was going to play tonight. When he was asked yesterday, he said, I was going to go to the training staff. They did. He's out. So, we'll see. Bam dealing with a sprained toe. Tyler coming back from foot surgery. For those, though, who are worried that Tyler Hero is going to mess up the mojo on the offensive side of things, he said, don't worry, baby.
Nothing. I think I'm going to be myself, play how I played last season, the year before that, and the year before that, and the year before that. Yeah, I know how to play fast. I've played fast my entire life until I came to Miami. You know, I adjusted to play with other players, and I know how to play in this offense. And that's the beauty of me. I can play in any offense. That's what I can do.
All right. No OG Ananobi or Jalen. Don't look at me like that, dude. Just say what you say. Say what you mean what you say.
I can do that. Hmm? You're the one that has problems with that.
What did I do?
Nothing.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
What do I have issues with? I'm not doing anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong this weekend. Okay?
Wow.
What?
Ernest Jones. He went off.
Hmm?
He went on an explicit tirade.
Who?
Ernest Jones for Seattle.
Oh.
When they asked him about Sam Darnold.
What did he say?
Sam has had us in every bleeping game. For him to sit there and say it's his fault, no, it's not. If you got anything to say, quite frankly, F you.
Well, that's a good teammate.
Yeah. Well.
It's easy to say that after one Sam Darnold stinker. We'll see after three.
Hey. 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 Man, you know who I feel bad for?
Who?
Shador.
Why?
Because the problem is they when Dylan Gabriel was playing, they still weren't as good, but he looked like a quarterback. So he was making reads, throwing the ball. He's not very accurate, right? But it looked like he was playing quarterback.
Sure.
Shador went into the same situation. Tried to run around and kept getting sacked 15 yards backwards.
Yeesh.
So when you say one guy isn't ready, the thing that separates them is not their ability, but the other stuff. Like getting a team into a play, knowing you know, where to go with the football. Like, that's a tough spot to be in because neither quarterback seems like they can put it all together. But they have some. And Shador, like, no. The worst – oh, my – could you imagine being a coach and soon as the pocket gets tight, he just starts retreating every time?
It was tough.
He had more negative yards than Junkins had running. It's forward.
It's kind of what happened at Colorado, you know, but right. It's not the Pac-12.
Right, exactly. So
or the Big, whatever the hell they're in. So, I can't keep track.
You know what he has? I think Shador needs to buy in. Just like go in and figure out if you want to be a player or not. I think he has talent, but I've said the same thing I've said about him for when he was at Colorado, and I said it about Cam Ward. Why would you?
You did kind of want to see him though this last week. You said you were getting to the point you wanted to see him.
No, because I didn't think it could get any worse.
But it did.
It just didn't look. It's hard for me to say this. It just looks like he wasn't ready. It looked like that's why he couldn't get in games beforehand.
Luis says, Gabriel knows he has 2 seconds to throw. Sanders tries to make a play.
Okay, but you want to be the Cleveland Browns and be second and 20? Oof. With that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. And see, and sometimes you could play the position and not be good. Versus not play the position and be creative. You can't win either way. So I hope that this is a wake-up call because all the things that I've had concerns with showed up. I mean, if you watch 5 plays of him, you would say, does he have any idea where what the defense is or where he's going to throw it or where he's going to – no, none.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Look,
hey,
I don't like this.
Somebody please, when Tobin goes into the facility, somebody please add UD with a picture.
Why do you have to add me?
Not you. at UD.
Why do they have to at UD?
To let him know that if he still got those receipts and want to.
I truly don't think I did anything wrong.
Okay.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay. Tell that to him.
I will. I will tell it to him. Okay. I will tell it to him.
Like that?
Yeah. Be like, hey, I didn't do anything wrong, baby.
You knew you going to go into your Billie Eilish voice.
Dude, what are you talking about?
Hey, UD, you know what happened?
Well, I got to come with respect, you know, of course. King of Miami, you know. Mm-hmm. Not gonna upset Mr. Haslam. I just don't understand. He was mad at the Heat, and he took it out on me. I know how he felt. You see that rebounding? And three guys staring at the basketball.
You guys will all be able to hash that out later.
If you guys miss what we're referring
can
to.
Can I?
My thumb's got a little.
Can you record it?
Record what? I don't know if he'll be there.
You getting your ass kicked by UD.
I'm not going to record that because I would be busy getting my ass kicked. But I'm sure somebody will. If you guys don't know what we're referring to, I tweeted during the game and added NBA Amazon, whatever the hell their show is called. And I said that, you know, Udonis Haslam has to be sick to his stomach watch in that NBA on Prime studio watching the Miami Heat's rebounding. And he didn't like that. He didn't think that was an appropriate comment.
But I think for them, the biggest thing was they kind of beat Miami at their own game. Because Miami is one of the top scoring benches in the league. Miami likes to get up and down. Now you take the fact that they beat Miami up on the offensive glass as well. So I think that game, even though the pace was playing to the favor of the Heat, I think the overall physicality of that game, I think that was in the favor of the Knicks. And I think we saw that wear on the Heat. So once again, we talk about everything they're doing great offensively. No rebounds, no rings, fellas, and y'all know that.
UD, I want you to know that the people were thinking about you and the fact that you had to talk about this game, as you see from this tweet, says, you know UD has to be sick to his stomach in that NBA on Prime studio with the Heat's rebounding. Right on cue.
Brendan, you are correct.
Brendan from Miami, what is he doing? Listen, what are we doing here? Everybody getting a call from Fat Joe? Is that what everybody getting a call from Joe? Who I need to start calling? We got a lot of people. Brendan, you still on our side, Brendan? Because I can see you. I can find you. But no, I mean,
I know what I would have did
until I die, but I love good basketball. That was a fun game to watch.
I know I would have did. I was like, huh. I didn't put him on blast when he couldn't get up that wall to save his daughter.
Well, actually, he did. He did put me on blast for that.
Yeah, that was the first thing he said. Wait, were we interviewed? He said,
it was the last thing that he said.
It was
the last thing that he said.
Come on, man. The wall?
Yeah. Blake Griffin said I was right.
I mean, dude.
What?
You getting support from OG Street Clothes?
Doesn't matter. He's being honest.
OG 6-8.
One person there. Hold on. I'm being honest. Blake Griffin's being honest. I tread lightly saying this. Only one person here is not being honest. And you're lashing out at me. And you know, UD, that you watched that rebounding. You were sick to your stomach seeing that these Knicks were coming out there. They were getting every loose ball and kicking the Heat's ass with the loose balls.
Hey.
Okay?
Timbo Slice. We all know this. But if the shoe's on the other foot, you think Tobin will let me off the hook?
What do you mean?
I'm starting to think UD didn't listen to what was actually said. Go ahead. You tell him that. Wait, I go through this every day, and nobody defends me.
It was a fair point.
No, I go through this every day.
It was a fair point.
Nobody ever defends me.
It was a fair point. Dande, was it not a fair point? Am I crazy here?
Hey.
The rebounding was bad.
We with you. Why you got to talk? You got to deal with UD tonight.
That's the thing. You pulled UD in, so you started this fire. Now you have to put it out.
I didn't realize I was starting a fire. You I thought I was looking for comfort.
You get a man involved?
You didn't think
mm-hmm.
that you putting. See, here's. Let me tell you about Tobin.
Mm-hmm.
Tobin wanted his text to be read. So he mentioned as many people on that show as he was following. So he mentioned the show, the Amazon show. He mentioned
I only tagged the show.
You tagged the show, but you included UD. So
it's his name.
If they're in the back reading that, they go, oh, look.
The producers thought it was a good point. You want to know why?
Yeah, but you ain't got to deal with them producers.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because the producers saw him be sick to his stomach with the rebounding.
Okay. Listen, you ain't got to prove it to me. I ain't the one.
I'm obviously on the Heat side.
Again,
mm-hmm.
I'm not the one you got to convince.
I don't have anything to convince.
Okay.
Tate Sopp says, I was confused on the reaction from UD, but UD had a problem with me. But if UD had a problem with me, I'm just going to say, you got it, boss.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Look.
Uh-uh. Don't. Not, I don't want not
to
us.
I don't want any trouble.
I don't need to hear nothing.
I don't want any trouble.
I don't want any trouble.
I don't want any trouble.
Hey, you need, like, again, you'll straighten that out later.
I don't want any trouble, dude.
Why don't you take a couple of games off?
I can't. Boots
okay.
on the ground.
Okay.
It's Heat Knicks, Heat Warriors. Okay. Big stakes. If this was a Wizards game, perhaps.
Are you bringing a mouthpiece?
No.
Okay.
I'll take it on the chin like a champ.
Dude, big tree fall hard.
It's okay. Just find me a pillow.
Yeah, I'm just here to see how Toby. He's not going to get out of it.
I think and I will.
You know what?
When I'm very charming.
When you used to say, why you old shaming UD,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And he knew as well as I knew. That's like a tip of the cap, me saying that. He's old.
Didn't
mean,
you feel like playing. A tip of the cap.
And then what did I have?
Mm-hmm.
A picture with UD. Because we laughed
knew.
About it.
I don't. Did you?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. No, don't. I got a picture with UD. Do you?
I have a picture with UD, yes.
Okay. Every time we see each other, we dab each other up. What's up?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. He ain't got to question me or comment on something I've said or anything like that.
Right. Well, I think if I do see, I don't know if he'll leave the game tonight, but if I do see him.
I hope he is, because you got that look. You got that look. Dude,
How's this man? I mean, but like, listen, Blake Griffin said he was sick to his stomach. That's one. Two, he texted Kalel Ware film study after the game. So all of my points he agreed with, why am I getting lashed out at? Like I'm a Knicks fan.
Hey.
I hate the Knicks.
Again, because he recognized the name. Hmm? He recognized the name on the tweet. And he commented on, hey, you supposed to be a South Florida guy. Why uh-huh. are you at me like this?
Yeah, well, yeah. You know why. He knows why. Because he's the king of rebounding, and did he see that performance? He obviously did. That's why he said no rebounds, no rings. So what it sounds like is he got mad at me for throwing a mirror on his true feelings.
Wow.
Which...
Well, you write that one down.
Dude, listen. That's just what it sounds like he's mad at.
Hey, write that one down.
I don't have to.
Dude, hey, and all of this man's efforts mm-hmm. to explain what's going on, right?
Yep.
He is asking somebody else to be reasonable.
Yes.
And something that you would not do.
Not true. I'm very reasonable.
We had a reasonable conversation when the show started
mm-hmm.
about why the Canes are ranked where they are versus Notre Dame. And your answer is so unreasonable that I'm glad you got to deal with this.
I think you were unreasonable.
No, I'm not. Because what happens is, what do they say?
Mm-hmm.
The rule is, if you're going to lose early, not late. Correct? Is that not the rule?
It's stupid. I can have a problem with a rule that's stupid.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Uh-oh, look at her walls getting all...
Oh, she's got things on the wall. Yeah. Now that's a background.
I did it just for you.
That's
actually
a background.
I was actually looking at a picture of you and Lupe.
Which one?
From Saturday.
What is that? You got AC/DC, and then who's under that?
This is Cindy Lou Who, actually, all grown up, except, yep, obviously...
They put her baby picture on.
Gotcha.
Yes, she's holding a lighter.
Oh, very cool.
Is that like the 3-year-old smoking cigarettes in India?
So when you open it, it's just like her grown up.
All right. Very good. Let us get to the mixed bag here. And Nikola Jovic, been a tough year so far. Talked about this at practice yesterday, but he says this too will pass.
Just a little frustrated, you know, nothing more than that. Just trying to get back to it, you know. I guess just put a little more work in and kind of, yeah, just stay with it. I think everything is good, you know. I just guess need this bad time to go past.
All right.
Long season.
Yeah.
You're going to have some stinkers.
Oh, he had a stinker on Friday, dude. He had the old Duncan Robinsons. He was fouling the geek.
You know what sucks about sports? This is going to sound weird. The better prepared you are, the more you can relax and just play. Sometimes guys get in trouble when they start thinking about what they have to do and how to do it, when the practice and the training that you've done should have you past that. It happens with young players. They start thinking, how can I play great? How can I, when you just go out and be you.
Bam Adebayo, of course, the Heat desperately missing a lot of his talent, but specifically his rebounding and boxing out ability. But Bam Adebayo, he says, the rebounding, just a little unlucky, baby.
I think it's just missed time jumps. You know, and then obviously expecting one player to get it and he doesn't get it. So I feel like those two are the main reasons why.
Missed jump means you calling another big non-athletic.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I didn't think it was on Ware, though. Yes, there were some Mitchell Robinson moments. Mitchell Robinson didn't even play that much because he was in a ton of foul trouble, too.
Yep.
But, yeah, he had those. He had some big possessions, for sure. Respect to Mitchell Robinson. But there's a lot of times the guards are just standing around there looking at each other. Go get the ball! And that's why
my problem is with a guy like Josh Hart, who is notorious for going get rebound. Don't we have a game plan where, okay, hey, box this guy out?
Yes.
Right. That ain't got nothing to do with Kalel.
What is the main key to getting rebounds? You have to have a want to get the rebounds. It's
right.
A desire. So maybe not enough desire out there right now.
I don't know.
Or focus.
That's all my point was. That's all my point was.
Save that thought.
Hmm?
When you see UD later.
I don't know that I'm going to see him later.
Oh, I'm efforting it.
What do you mean you're efforting it, dude?
I'm pretty sure not everybody's invested and they're going to do their best for you to actually have a run-in with UD.
Yeah.
Exciting, really.
Hey,
is it?
If you don't see him tonight, you know you're going to see him on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. He's not missing Wednesday, dude.
So.
Anyway, Tua, he had some thoughts on the Dolphins getting their win against Washington.
Feels great. First and foremost, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for this platform, for this opportunity, for that game that we were able to play. We don't take this game for granted as football players, having families, wives, people traveling from the States to come here. It's a great opportunity, great chance for us to play this sport. And
except
it was really cool that we got to go out there, play in front of fans that have traveled with us and then, you know, new fans as well that were out here in Spain. But to answer your question, you know, it was just a collective team win. It took offense, took defense, and it also took special teams. And we fed off each other. When defense gave us a stop, you know, we turned it into points. And then vice versa. If we got stopped, defense would go back and forth with that. So that's how I'd answer that.
Yeah, I mean, well, except for the times when the defense got a stop and then their defense also got a stop. So, you know, whatever. This was Tua on Jack Jones getting a big interception.
It was cool. I was looking at the Jumbotron from where I was sitting. You know, first play of overtime. You know, you never... You know, you're trying to look at everything while also trying to focus on what you're doing. So you never try to relax, but seeing it on the Jumbotron, he got the interception.
There you go. Big pick. And there you go. That's our mixed bag for today. As the Dolphins get themselves a win, now get to go into the bye week and soak it in for a little bit. What?
Just please play better than last week when you have, you know.
When you get back to the Saints game?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was.
Because guess what? I'm more than sure the Chargers went to Jacksonville making some assumptions.
For sure. That's fair.
I'm more than sure when Buffalo came down here with all their fans,
He took it out on the Buccaneers, huh?
Yes, he did.
Six touchdowns. Jeez Louise.
I mean, part of the problem is no lie, Baker getting nobody's healthy on that team.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. But I was also confused. I texted you this. Like, I've never seen a team that is losing. They just kneel and say, it's over.
It was like 25 seconds left.
I understand, but I never... Like,
you're down two scores.
Usually you just...
Only thing that can happen there is somebody get hurt.
Usually you just, like, I guess, fake hand it off or you run around. No. I've never seen it. I can't think of the time.
Is that any different than being down five with 10 seconds left and you...
You just run out the clock?
Yeah.
No, I just don't... I don't... It's weird. I don't...
You just never seen it. I didn't see it, but I'm like, who cares? They're down by...
It just was weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, are they kneeling? They're down. I know they can't win.
Okay, but you can't win. I said, you know what? Just get the hell out of here. Let's go. You got us. Yeah, no way.
Croquette the King says, I don't like bye weeks. Wife finds out, now I'm painting the room Sunday morning.
Hey.
You should be a landscaper like me, dude.
No.
I'm telling you,
Croquette the
King, it's all the rage.
Hey, here's the problem. My wife don't know when the bye week is.
He's saying that she does.
Then... Maybe you have a keeper then, if y'all both fans.
She might not be a fan, though. She may be looking for the work schedule, you know?
Yeah, that's usually what it is.
My wife don't have to tell me to do honeydews.
Because mm-hmm.
If I want quiet, I go outside and do pressure cleaning, clean my pool.
Well, you should really just, you know, as a landscaper now, you should be like, you know, find some peace in the work. That's what I do. I'm a gardener.
Where is the peace coming from?
Dude, it's Jennifer, really... Jennifer. I asked this clown, I said, you know, you got to plant different flowers different times a year. So when they bloom, you know, they're in season.
Yeah, but you've never.
And then he said, yeah.
Right. But I'm a landscaper now, so, you know.
So there's no such thing as
just go ahead and give yourself titles like that.
There's no such thing as pink flowers.
Dude,
what's the name of the flowers?
The Pinks. They're the Inter Miami flowers.
So did you plant them?
Yeah, I put them in a planter. You know, I made a nice little pretty, you know, I made it all look all nice for myself and Mrs.
Can we
Tubbs.
Get pictures?
We could do that. I'll okay. take some pictures. I'll get some pictures tomorrow in the morning because I won't be home till late tonight. But beautiful. Yeah, listen, I've always wanted to have my hand in the dirt. You know, you and me, samesies, dude.
Oh my goodness.
What? I hope you do.
So did you only plant
kicks
flowers?
His ass.
What do you mean? Why?
Because.
Why?
He's just being difficult.
How am I being difficult, dude?
Yeah. Yep. UD going to manscape Tobes tonight. Good. I can't wait.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
You do this to yourself.
What?
Really? Now all of a sudden you're an expert yard worker.
I've had my hand in the dirt. That's what I did yesterday.
That's not what he calls it. He's calling himself a landscaper.
Right. I'm a landscaper now. Did some mulch.
So besides planting those.
Just because you throw mulch and pink flowers does not make you that.
Well, you don't have to be certified to be a landscaper. So exactly. You can call yourself a landscaper if you do landscaping.
Exactly, Dan Day. Thank you.
He's not a psychiatrist.
Landscapers are probably looking at him and they're like, this fool.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you don't just throw them. I mean, I don't mean to be insulting, Jennifer. You don't.
How many bags of mulch did you have to get?
Oh, man, a lot. I had. Because
I did it with my bag with rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
I think I got 20.
I thought I was just going to get a couple of little rocks.
You got to
get like $400 worth of rocks.
25 bags of mulch to answer your question. Three runs to Home Depot.
Right. You don't really, you think you have plenty.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't. I'm like, that's it?
Yeah.
You buy pallets of that stuff.
Yeah.
Man.
Yep. I had to. I ended up moving a pallet because I cleaned a pallet and then I was on to the next pallet. And then the lady's like, "What's up with all the red mulch?" I'm like, "Landscaper."
What was her response?
She just rang me up.
That's it.
That's it. Just moved on with her day.
All righty then. I'm like, I can't.
What?
You know what? Good for her. She did not entertain you.
It was great to.
She probably thought he was a landscaper.
Yeah,
he's built like one.
It's because I am a landscaper. It's not because she thought I was. Yeah, I am a landscaper. You know,
hands. Did you have your jeans on with the crack of your ass? Because you don't have a belt on.
Shorts. I had shorts.
Right, okay.
Crack of the ass out of the shorts.
Okay.
You know, didn't do much bending though. You know, as a
How do you do landscaping without bending?
Rake. You know, as a landscaper, I like to use my tools.
You are a tool. Like, what are you talking about?
Jukebox says, it's jorts, I bet.
Yeah.
It wasn't jorts, dude. I'm not John Cena.
He cut off some old jeans. Did you have boots on or just flip-flops?
No, actually, I had these old pair of red sneakers that I was about to throw out. And then I was like, you know what? Red mulch, red sneakers. I'm going to go and I'm going to keep these on.
First of all, red mulch is not red, you jackass.
It is red.
It is not.
Okay, dude. Which one of us is
It's like orange.
It's red.
They call it red, but it's orange.
Okay, it's
red. It's a terracotta, basically.
It would be orange land.
Okay, don't be throwing chick colors at us.
Yeah, what the hell's terracotta?
We
need
stick
to relax, okay? That's exactly what they call it, okay?
We're guys. We stick to the basics.
Don't be throwing gender
orange,
into
brown,
this.
Black, blue, purple, yellow, green.
True Flip says I'm doing yard work while listening to you guys. A couple of landscapers, dude. You and me. Landscapers support each other.
It's the code of the landscape.
It is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.